Welcome to another episode of Ideas Worth Trying.
Three players drop out of the Australian Open with chest issues while Djokovic awaits his fate. Just reading another article today. Fully vaccinated tennis player participating in Australian Open qualifying rounds have complained about tiredness and breathing problems. Wow. Well, it's not surprising. We were experiencing this in Germany 6 or more months ago. Now it's happening in Australia. So this article talks about the stakes are high for the organizers who have been keeping tennis star Novak Djokovic as a prisoner, according to his parents. The player has won the tournament 9 times, including the past 3, and is currently tied with Roger Federer and Rafael Nadal for most major victories of all time, namely 20. The article goes on to talk about tennis star Nicholas Balashvili was forced to retire after struggling to breathe and needed treatment from a doctor. The Georgian player was representing his country in the ATP Cup in Sydney. Then there's some commentary from Colin Fleming, a commentator on the Stan Sport. He's saying it's very concerning if you feel like you can't take any kind of deep breath at this level and this intensity. That's an issue. The article points out that his competitor, Stefanos, instead blamed the heat but not COVID for his opponent dropping out in the interview he did. Sometimes it's a bit too hot. Yeah. Then there's also the player Dalila Jakupovic, who was forced to retire from her match after having dropped to the ground, sorry. And she told the news outlet The Western Australian, "I was really scared that I would collapse. That's why I went onto the floor because I couldn't walk anymore. I don't have asthma and never had any breathing problems. I actually liked the heat. The physio came again and I thought it would be better, but the points were a bit longer and I just couldn't breathe anymore and I just fell on the floor." Then there's also Nick Gregorios. The world number 93 player suffered breathing difficulties in the morning and pulled out of the match 6 hours before he was meant to play. Bernard Tomic also had to take medical time out after complaining of breathing difficulties during the early stages of the second set, but he managed to soldier on. "No air is going in. I'm getting tired so easy," Tomic was heard telling medical staff. "Is anyone complaining today?" he wanted to know. "No, it's been okay," said the medic. So it talks on some numbers here. Australia's reported nearly 112,000 cases, the equivalent of 1.5 million in the US. And the cases are up a mind-boggling 108,633% since the Washington Post said they'd almost eliminated COVID with science. So there's also a point here. Breathing difficulties plagued the vaccinated. There were no air quality issues for the soccer player from Qatar Club who collapsed during a game on Saturday as a result of a heart attack, according to his club. So that was during the Al Wakra club match against Al Rayyan. The player Otman Koulibaly suffered a heart attack. Alrighty, so there's the soccer players, tennis players, friends and family. Everyone's having heart attacks, dying. Mild and rare, they say. Then there's another example. Top athlete collapsing on the field. 25-year-old Marcus Menaldo from Guatemala died. Oh, a few days ago during training. The fully vaccinated player had complained of breathing problems. Ay, ay, ay. Also, security, meanwhile, found American comedians. Bob Saget, lifeless body in the room of the Ritz-Carlton Hotel in Orlando, Florida. Saget had recently confirmed he had been boosted. We have soccer players, tennis players, comedians, friends, family, nurses, doctors at my local hospital. Be careful, everyone. Chat with your doctor. The information is coming out now. I think we should question the science, how safe and effective these vaccines are. If we've been fooled once, twice, third or fourth time, we've got to say we've seen enough. Does anyone else look at this information? While we have a stunning increase in myocarditis rates after the vaccine rollout. Mild and rare, they say. So let's have a look here. Vaccine-induced myocarditis started making headlines starting around June 14th, 2021. But it wasn't officially confirmed even then. So that doesn't explain the increase before that time. So the answer seems obvious. Clearly, interest in the topic increased a lot after the vaccine's rolled out. Is there a different explanation that is most likely? So here are some reasons why the interest in myocarditis went up, or why people are searching for it on Google, or why this search on Google is evidence that there's an increase in the population. So number one, VAERS data shows that the rates of myocarditis caused by the vaccine are far greater than the rates caused by COVID. So according to the CDC WMWR report, during 2020, the number of myocarditis inpatients encountered were 4,560, was 42.3% higher than during 2019, which was 3,205. So that's why the bars in 2019-2020 in the below table are about the same height. So the incidence rates caused by the vaccine is way higher than for COVID. And it wasn't caused by the overreporting, as explained in the previous article. Number two we have here. UK data shows that myocarditis increased after the vaccines. It says a link here. The third point is all the cardiologists that have been spoken to have confirmed that the rates of myocarditis have gone up after the vaccines have been rolled out compared to pre-vaccine. So the question is, do you know of any cardiologists who claim cases went down after the vaccines rolled out? The fourth point being made here is young kids seem to be getting myocarditis regularly now, whereas you'd pretty much never see these cases before the vaccines rolled out. Rarely. That's rarely. The fifth point, at one private school, there have been rates of myocarditis after vaccine rolled out, which was greater than 1 in 100, which is, of course, far greater than the rates from COVID. So question is there credible conflicting data? If anyone would like to show me evidence of how the actual myocarditis rates plummeted after the vaccine rolled out, please let me know. Or if you have a better explanation of to why the interest in myocarditis went up after the vaccine rolled out, please also let me know in the comments. So if you know of why the interest in myocarditis went up, or if you can explain from the data how they actually plummeted after the rollout, then yeah, please share. I've got to tell you, in all my years of sport, I've never seen so many athletes suffer cardiac problems. I think in my whole school career, one person at school. In my athletics career, one person, or two people had known problems. But health professionals, so-called health professionals, trust the experts, they say, and politicians running around saying the vaccine program, and they keep repeating, the COVID vaccine is normal vaccine. It is safe and effective. Well, now we are saying it's not safe and effective. We have athletes with cardiac arrest. We have athletes who are dying. Let's have a look at a few. We have Marco Rossi, Murtaza Lodgar, Todd Richards, Brad Wedland, Richard Howard, Sergio Aguero. So this is definitely not normal that I have experienced in my whole sporting career, even young athletes. So there's a lot of reported injuries in the paper, but let's have a look. Some of them which I've seen is cardiac arrest, blood clots, thrombosis, stroke, irregular heartbeats, arrhythmia, neuropathy, and of course, sadly, there's been a lot of deaths. So when I have a look at some of these articles, we have in the US, one person died. So Blake Barclay, he was 17, he was a tennis player. Then in Portugal, we had another soccer player died, Alex Apolinaro, who was 24. Also in the US, we have Jordan Glenn, he was a basketball player. He collapsed in a break at the start of the half. And I think they had to use a defibrillator. And I think he transferred to hospital and had open heart surgery. And now he has a defibrillator inserted in his abdomen. Wow. Also in the US, sadly, Hank Aaron passed away. He was 86. So he was a pro basketballer before. Then we have another death in USA. So Wayne Radford, he was 64. He was an NBA star, former team star. He died at his home. Then in France, we also have a football goalkeeper this time. He collapsed and blacked out in a game against Cambly. So that was Garrison innocent. He was only 20. Then if we look to beginning of last year, February, in the Philippines, Cameroon, a basketball player who was playing in the Philippines, he suffered a heart attack and died. Clement Luku Luchu. Then we have in Wales, a rugby player died, Logan Luka, he's only 17. In Croatia, we have Sletko Sadakevic. So he was a former Yugoslavian handball player, actually. He won gold with Croatia in the Atlanta Games, or Olympics, sorry. And I think he was even a handball coach. And sadly, resuscitation failed. Then we have in Portugal, a Cuban handball goalie for Portugal. Handball goalie in Portugal. So he passed away. Alfredo Quintana. He was only 32. He went into cardiac arrest and died 4 days later. Then we have New York school, Miguel Antonio Lugo. He was 17. High school football player. He collapsed and died during a football practice. Then we have Abdul Rahman Atif in Egypt. He was a club football player. He collapsed and died. Then we have in Illinois, USA, we have David Wakefield. He was 27. Where he's a New Zealand cricketer. Well, he was, he didn't die actually, but he was brought back to life by a defibrillator. He was hospitalized for 3 weeks in intensive care, required extensive rehabilitation before he could walk and talk. Then we go to, very sad to hear all this. Also in the US, we have Marvin Hagler. He was 66. Boxer. He was rushed to hospital and died. Then we're in the UK, Milton Keynes. We have Raymond von Barneveld, a darts player, collapsed and received paramedic attention during the PDC Championship. Back in the US, we have Joe Bradshaw, 19, football player for Charleston Southern University. He collapsed of cardiac arrest, died. Andy Harmon also died, 54, pro bodybuilder and actor, pulmonary embolism. Then we have Sacramento, California. We have Emmanuel Atui, high school footballer, 18, dead. Musa Dembele, 25. He's an Atletico Madrid striker, collapsed in training and received medical attention. We have Laura Henderson, 42. She had a cardiac arrest while running, and she died days later in hospital. Then we have Devajaj Anchan, 33, state-level volleyball player. He's collapsed, clutching his chest while playing in a tournament and died on the way to hospital. Then we have in Ghana, Charles Balo, Ghanaian referee, collapsing during AFCON match. In the US, we have Alex Stalock, myocarditis. So he's out for a season. Brad Smith, USA, college basketball referee, collapsed during a game, hospitalized for blood clots. Norway, Philip Ingebrigtsen, 28, Norwegian runner, had a tough 21 after reaction to vaccine. So on October 17th, he finished 10th in a race. His brother won, but so he was out for a little bit, for a year, I think. Then we have Moira Claire Arne, 15th, from Galleon Corpus Christi, high school soccer player, collapsed and died during practice. Men's basketball referee collapsed due to a blood clot in his lung during a tournament. So it was Bert Smith, 56. Then we have Dijan Orsus, 24, died. Croatian, who collapsed a heart attack, died in the county hospital. Then we have a Jamaican, Tremaine Stewart, 32, footballer, collapsed and died during kick around before a match. Then we have Craig Jones, 29, Brazilian Jiu-Jitsu, world champion, black belt, is unable to train or fight after COVID-19 injection. Luis Odeja, 20, Argentina soccer ball player, died unexpectedly. Marco Rossi, 19, USA, ice hockey player, has myocarditis. In the US, Brandon Goodwin, 26, NBA player, suffers blood clots shortly after COVID-19 injection, possibly end of career. 7 months later, he's still on the sidelines. In Florida, Nicholas Laurinaitis, 17, footballer, died suddenly and unexpectedly caused given by the media. In the USA, Sage Kennedy, 35, ultramarathon runner, had pneumonia and blood clots. Everest Romney, 17, a healthy high school sophomore, having severe migraines, swelling in the neck post-vaccination, or 24 hours after getting the vaccination. So the x-ray revealed that he had 100 blood clots in his lungs. So I'm not sure if he's survived. Travis County, TX. Coach Pete, 45. Athletic coach collapses 6 days after Pfizer vaccine with a stroke. Was vaccinated April and May. In England, Josh Doe, 24. Cricketer died after cardiac arrest at practice. Morislav Klose, 42. Germany, former German soccer striker, assistant coach at Bayern Munich, suffering from blood clots in his leg. Had to stop coaching, apparently. Has to wear special socks. Hazik Kamarundan, Malaysia, 27. Olympian archer, died of coronary artery disease. Christian Eriksen, collapsed. Also, Marvin Schulman of amateur Gifhorn had to be revived after cardiac arrest. In Bristol, England, Adam Bounds, 41, football player, died on 31st of May 2021 of severe brain bleed in a hospital 11 days after AstraZeneca. Oh, here, Denmark. Christian Eriksen, star Inter Milan footballer, collapsed of cardiac arrest on the pitch 12 days after receiving the Pfizer vaccine. Revived with defibrillator. Team doctor confirmed the team was vaccinated on May 18th. Giuseppe Baroni, 29, collapsed and died during a tribute game for his dead brother. Maxim Ishkel, 30, world field hockey champion, Russian national team midfielder, died suddenly in Novosibirsk as a result of clotting event. Michael Schneider, Germany, 38, table tennis professional from Germany, died suddenly and unexpectedly. Camille Laden-Farrell, 19, Ontario, Canada, dead. University basketball star died unexpectedly. Chloe Giano Gavazzi, 12, Italy, dead. Italian youth tennis player, member of Golasa Academy of Milan. And in Indonesia, Marcus Kido, 36, Indonesian Olympic gold medalist in double badminton, died of cardiac arrest during game. Frederick Lott from France suffered cardiac arrest after a football training session in Salul, saved by heart massage and defibrillator. In Honduras, Robert Lima, 49, a former Olympic footballer from Uruguay, Honduras, collapsed and died of cardiac arrest while playing soccer with friends. In Colombia, Joseph Edgar Percario, Colombian caddy, suffered a fatal cardiac arrest at his hotel after the second round of the Holcomb Colombia Classic in Bucaramanga, Colombia. In Hungary, we got Victor Marcel Hergeres, 18, Hungarian soccer player, collapsed and died during training warm-up. France, we have Christophe Lamantin, French sprinter, retired from French Championship and Tokyo Olympics. A coach said he failed a physical after negative reactions to coronavirus vaccine. Then in the USA, we had Ethan Giovanni Tregil, 16, soccer player, collapsed on the field during training. Singapore, we have an unnamed teenager, 16, suffered cardiac arrest after weightlifting session 6 days after COVID injection. Critical condition in hospital. So the list goes on and on and on. Safe and effective? Rare? I don't think so.